Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Oh, hey!
And do you feel that?
What? Yeah.
That's us being so romantically close to the weekend. We could almost taste it. See you later in the building. Hey, Crack, Gary, and Brett. And that beautiful face in the place is Eva Marcel. What up?
Hey,
welcome aboard. Now we got to bounce this ball to our people in L.A. Heidi and Frank, how y'all doing?
What's up,
hello,
Atlanta?
Hello, Eva.
Hey, Heidi and Frank.
So much going on. Later on, we sit down with the life of the party herself, Miss Melissa McCarthy, to talk about a brand new movie. Plus, Celine Dion's son is rapping now. Does he have Titanic skills, or will he sink the microphone? We're going to weigh in on that little situation right there. But first, Heidi, I heard that Oprah got the Photoshop cops looking for her. What's going on?
Well, yeah, it seems that Oprah and Photoshop are on the cover of O Magazine this month. And O Magazine posted this picture on their Instagram account and titled it Into the Groove. And they said, we present our June cover. She also added a bunch of jean emojis. So you're like, what's going on there? And I mean, Oprah does look amazing on the cover of O Magazine. And she recently...
Or does she?
Well, I know. So she recently revealed that her favorite go-to jeans are NYDJ, otherwise known as Not Your Daughter's Jeans, because they fit her curves perfectly and they make Oprah feel like she's one size smaller. She tagged the brand in the photo, so apparently she's trying to prove her point with this magazine cover. I love Oprah. No one's a bigger fan. No one's a bigger fan but Oprah.
That is not Oprah's legs, honey. She's photoshopped that.
Maybe it's the jeans, though. I mean, how excited are you if you are that jean brand? I've never worn those. I've never even seen them anywhere. But how excited are you that you get tagged as Oprah's favorite jeans? These jeans are going to fly off the shelves now.
They should be called GDLs. Damn lies, these jeans.
Oh, Frank Kramer.
Right. Yeah.
She got the GDLs on.
Well, speaking of Instagram, 50 Cent says he is quitting it.
Good. Oh, no.
And it's so unfortunate because he's one of my favorite people to follow because, like, you always can get a snarky comment from him about anything that's going on in the world.
Always.
So 50 posted this photo and wrote, I'm leaving IG. I'm going back to Twitter. They take down off my page without notifying me. Hashtag sense of these nuts.
But you know what? Why do these doggone celebrities have such bitch tendencies, especially the men?
Big
babies.
Don't
tell us you quit in IG. Just quit.
Well, Headcrack, you follow him. Have you ever seen a post and went, damn, I can't believe he's getting away with that one?
You know, I've seen everything that the internet has to offer, so nothing really shocks me at this point. And I can tell you, as it relates to social media, Twitter is Amsterdam. You can do whatever the hell you want
except
on Twitter.
Except for correct your spelling.
Yeah.
People can't seem to do that, no.
You only have so many characters.
Correct your spelling.
So 50 said on Twitter, explaining why he left Instagram, he said because he's practicing abstinence. He added, I'm rich, I refuse to have to masturbate, so I'm going to work out more. So 50 got a lot of backlash from the fans after those tweets, so he took a jab at Kanye. Yeah, he said, look at the bright side. I could be saying slavery was a choice.
Oh, he's got a point there. Okay. Yeah.
But now, I don't know if 50 Cent did this on a producer, but if he's rich and he's not spelling masturbate correctly.
It's one word, isn't
it?
It
has nothing to do with it.
And that's how you know he wrote that on Twitter.
It is.
Because like, any other thing would have corrected him.
But believe it or not, some people don't know who Tom Brady is.
Well, let's see.
That's Greg Brady's brother, right?
Yes, it's Greg Brady. He lived in the attic for a while. No, according to baseball journalist Peter Gammons, Tom reached out to legendary Mariners outfielder Ichiro Suzuki, and he said he wanted to meet him and talk to him about, quote, study his stretching system. Well, not only did Ichiro not have Tom's number saved in his contacts, but after Tom revealed his name, Ichiro told his coaches, he's like, some guy named Tom Brady is reaching out to me? Who the f*** is Tom Brady? I'm sorry. He is the GOAT when it comes down to it. He has, you know, five rings. I mean, you know who Tom Brady is.
So do you think Ichiro was joking like,
No, I don't think he was. No. I think, yeah, I still think that he's into his one sport. He's baseball. He doesn't even watch anything else.
So, Eva, have you ever not known a certain celebrity even though they were already famous?
Oh, yeah. I thought Candy Alexander was Kiki Shepherd.
Candy Alexander from CSI Miami.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes. But I said, oh, my God, Kiki Shepherd, I love you.
She's like, you dumb black bitch, how dare you?
All right, y'all. Selena Gomez is choosing happiness over love.
Well, you can have both. Love can be... You can be happy. Right.
No, you can't.
Yes, I don't get it.
Well, Selena has broken up with Justin Bieber for the sake of what's best for her.
I'm all for that.
Selena's family strongly disliked Justin, and now a source says Selena started seeing the bigger picture when it came to their relationship, like what was more important, her general happiness and her family and friends' approval, or being together with Justin, where no one really supported their relationship.
And you can never have longevity. If your parents and your family don't like who you're dating or potentially going to be married to, it's Thanksgiving suck, Christmases suck, birthdays suck, babies. It just sucks. It makes it hard. So it's like, well... Am I willing to potentially give up my family or have drama for the rest of my life because my mom does not approve of this person?
I've been with my wife for 14 years now. My family doesn't like her.
What?
Yeah, first time my dad met her, he's like, my God, she's trash.
Wow.
And I said, I know, isn't she great?
All right, so moving on, Celine Dion's 17-year-old son, Renee Charles Angeli, is following his mother's footsteps and he's doing music.
Really?
That's awesome. But a little differently from his mom, he's currently on top of the SoundCloud charts as a rapper by the name of Big Tip.
Oh, really?
Big Tip.
Yeah. I've been thinking about some lately. Boss move, life pay me. She said she loved me, but only meant it poorly. So I stepped on the gas with my bio and my Rari. Please let me go on. And yeah, I got some soul songs, but I still got the bars. Let me make you stumble back. Blue Jays fitted cap. 9 shots in the gap. In the works, platinum tracks. Grammy, bitch, give me that.
His daddy is turning over in his grave. All that cursing and carrying on like that. Renee would have never had his son, honey, curse like that if he was alive today.
Oh, rich people curse a lot.
Everybody and their mama just think they could rap.
But he was speeding off in a Rari.
Oh, in the Rari.
And I believed him.
I believed him on the
things he said he had.
Pulling off in a Rari.
But the delivery, it just seemed like he's still kind of new at it.
I'm just not with it. It's not believable to me. I skip it.
Like, I feel like the only gas that he's seen is the ones that came with the Nintendo Entertainment System back when you used to play Duck Hunt.
And he's too young for that.
Exactly.
Doesn't know nothing about Duck Hunt.
He looks like he'd be the first person to ever get killed playing paintball.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, like you, Miss Eva, Miss Winnie Harlow, honey, is America's Next Top Model alum. Now, although, honey, she didn't win like you did, Eva. She didn't win, girl. But anyway, honey, she was just on Watch What Happens Live and was asked about her experience on the show.
When did you know you made it?
I made it? Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you were on America's Next Top Model. You did great. But then you really broke through, and here we are.
So I really started after the show because that really didn't do anything for my career.
Uh-huh.
Which it doesn't do anything for any model's career, realistically.
Was the show, were the opportunities that you thought were going to come from the show, it just never happened?
Well, that's why I went on, because I thought, like, that was going to be a career starter, but it was really, like, a reality TV show.
Uh-huh.
That's not what I signed up for.
Right.
Yeah.
Baby, Miss Winnie.
Right.
Eva, honey, was she going after y'all? Because, girl, we didn't know who you were or she was until the show.
I mean, the shade was real. I must say, top model doesn't necessarily sign you a paycheck, but it definitely gives you a platform.
It does give you a platform.
Winnie, who I think is drop-dead gorgeous and has done amazing things in the modeling career in the past few years, I mean, the reality is top model gave you a start.
Period.
Yes, ma'am.
Point blank. Period.
Because, girl, you... Girl.
You can't do that, man.
And to say it does nothing for no one's career.
That's not true.
Those are lies and falsities and all of those. Because I've done very well from Top Model, which was like 14, 15 years ago.
So as much as the show is popping and still a thing now, would you have rather been on the show now or you were on it?
No. I'd rather been on the show when I mean, it's like American Idol.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be the Kelly Clarkson of it all. You want to be there in the beginning of it. Because after a while, I was a part of Top Model before reality TV was a genre.
Right.
So
right.
she, contrary to what Ms. Harlow said, she signed up for a reality show.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere because coming up, Andrew Freund sits down with Melissa McCarthy, Maya Rudolph, and the cast of Life of the Party. Stay tuned.
Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, if you're looking for a movie to see with your moms this weekend, we got a mother of a comedy for you. It's called Life of the Party. Now, Melissa McCarthy plays a mom who goes back to college with her daughter and becomes the big woman on campus. And recently, the homie Andrew Freund talked to the cast and the director of the new film. Take a look.
The flashing lights.
I love your mom.
You had sex in a library frame. The editor just had sex in a public place.
Where?
In the stacks.
In her slacks?
No, shut up, Frank.
Get ready for the wildlife.
I'm older, I'm wiser. This, essentially a Google. Ask me anything.
Turn off your Google.
You're scaring me.
I think my Google scared Jack last night.
Oh, my God.
But in a good way. I'm... Like when you intentionally go through a haunted house.
Ew!
Take me back to the college days. Mm.
I just primarily stuck to my roots and drank. Yeah. I rarely went to class, and I just drank pretty heavily. And then I started booking bands at a lovely, there was a Korean couple who bought a restaurant. And so we would just all go in there, and I was like, why don't we book bands? And they're like, okay.
I also remember friends. Drinking a lot of white Russians as a choice.
Oh.
Like, I know what I'm gonna do tonight. Put a lot of milk in my beverage.
What are the secrets to working with a spouse?
I work only with my spouse and friends. Work with your spouse. It's you married them because you like them, right?
I don't know what's sadder, the mom perm or the mom boobs.
These allowed this one to suckle at these teeth for 28 months. I wear them around my waist
about this now.
Proudly.
Who's most likely to embarrass their own children, and how would you do it?
Oh my God, I do that every day. I sing, I pretend like I'm a great singer all the time. And even at their school assemblies, I'm like, do you think they're gonna want me to go up there and sing? And I'll start.
Are they mortified by you?
Yes.
Really?
They're like, Jude, my oldest is like, Dad, don't. That's not funny. Don't, Dad. I'm kidding. Do not get up there and sing.
I shame my children on a daily basis. Don't care.
Shame them?
Well, not shame them. They would say that they're, sorry, you're right.
It's like Game of Thrones?
They're shame.
Shame.
Yes, I walk by them with a bell while they're naked. No, just we'll be walking down the street and I'll be like, my dad used to do this thing that I loved and I don't think he even knows he did it. He would, every now and again, he had three girls and he would skip. He'd hold our hands and we would skip.
Aww.
And it was so unself-conscious. And every now and again, I'll grab one of my kids and just start skipping and they're like, what are you doing?
I moon my children. Just the top. I'm classy. The top of the cheeks. Melissa dances in front of them with lots of shimmies, lots of, and it's so weird because, you know, there you've got, you know, Melissa, who people do recognize her and think she's funny, and there she is, and the kids don't care. Get up. They're over it. Yeah, they're over it. Can I do my iPad?
College is all about quizzes, and ladies, I have a couple quiz questions, and there's a prize at the end.
Oh, it better be a stuffed bear.
Okay.
Rug.
Well, we'll see. We don't have that in the budget.
Okay.
What is Maya's first credited TV role, TV or film role?
Archie Bunker? You played Archie. There was the hospital one.
See, you were there. You were around in those days.
Chicago
Hope?
Yes!
Yes! So I remember when you got that, and I was like, oh my God, I knew it.
She's a real actress.
I knew she'd be the first one, because I literally was like, Maya was already in the company at Groundlings, and we were all just like,
oh, it was Maya. Pretty cool.
That's a friend.
We were all like, my, and when she worked, I was like, and then left that to go do SNL. Like, who's like, I'm gonna leave this one because I wanna go do that one. I was like, oh my God.
Hospitals, SNL.
Same thing.
How many awards has Melissa won? This is according to the internet, so of course it's correct.
23? I have no idea. Not
52.
What?
52.
Did you know that? No, I don't think that's right.
This is what Wikipedia says.
Oh, Wikipedia is always right.
No.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey!
Hey! Well, Tristan Thompson is now the father of two, his 17-month-old son, Prince, with his ex, Jordan Craig, and, of course, his newborn baby girl, True.
And he just went on the road tripping podcast and opened up about fatherhood for the first time since Chloe gave birth.
Can't wait to hear this.
I know True is very young, but do you notice the difference already between having a boy and a girl?
Yeah, I think with a girl, you're just so much more like emotionally, like with the boys, it's like,
you just want to punch
him. Hey,
you want to punch
him.
You want to hit him in the back of the
head.
Yeah,
like, man, you'll be all right, man. Yeah. Stop crying. Girl, like, it's like, True, it's going to be okay. Like, you know, we're right here. Aww. You know, daddy's here to feed you. It's me. Look. Yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like, yeah, it's like, it's way different, but it's fun, though. It makes you,
it changes you.
Changes
you. A girl. Yeah, a girl changes you. That's why.
How do you know? You don't have.
Well, because I haven't changed. I have two boys.
True.
So what does he mean when he says a girl changes you? You wouldn't know because you got all boys.
But I could get where he's coming from because, like, as men, we always want to, like, nurture and take care of the women in our lives. Yeah. So when you have a little extension of you that happens to be a girl, you spoil it. You give it a whirl.
I have a boy and a girl, and I don't dote over my son any less than I did over my daughter. He's a few weeks old, and he still needs my help, so he's still a baby.
And my thing is this, honey, I think you should treat boys and girls the same. That's why so many men in jail today, because they weren't treated the same way they treated the girl.
And your folks should have been rougher with you.
Well,
you were like one more game of catch away from having facial hair and muscles, man.
Yes.
Now, that was more than one game. That was a tournament.
Okay. Season. All right, so you know what time it is?
No.
Okay, well, you're in luck because you need to check out this Martian MVIP smartwatch.
Oh,
it's a fashionable everyday watch with added features that I know your old watch doesn't have. You can get notifications from your smartphone. You can do fitness tracking, sleep tracking, camera shutter control, you name it. Yo, it comes with 5 unique LED colors to allow you to color code your notifications so you can associate different colors to certain people, and you can customize it all through the free Martian MVIP app. Now, you're probably asking yourself, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, boys and girls, normally a watch like this would cost you $215. But, ladies and gentlemen, you're in luck today. You can get this watch for only
$39.
$39 for a watch that does all that stuff.
Ooh, all the things that it does. Oh, yeah. My God. Ooh.
And you can put it on your left or right hand.
Awesome.
It's made in California.
See? Keeping it jobs in America.
See?
Exactly.
All you got to do is go to morningsave.com today to take advantage of this great deal.
Coming up, Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton almost got back together to party like it was 1999. We'll tell you what got in the way after the break.
Monica Lewinsky is angry and she's not taking it lying down.
Well, have you seen her dry cleaning bill? I'd be angry too.
No, for different reasons, but kind of related. So she wasn't invited to this event, and then she was uninvited from the event because of another guest speaker who happened to be Bill Clinton. She claims that Town & Country magazine invited her to speak at their annual philanthropy summit. So this is a big event. She's going to come and talk. And then they took back the invitation once former President Bill Clinton, I guess, confirmed his invitation. And Monica said on Twitter, quote, "Please don't invite me to an event, especially one about social change. And then after I've accepted, uninvite me because Bill Clinton then decided to attend or was invited. It's 2018, and I want to say I'm on Monica's side, and I also want to say to Town & Country magazine, you really blew it."
Oh, wow. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you could have Monica Lewinsky or Bill Clinton be at your party, who would you want to have at your party?
Well, of course you're going to want a Bill Clinton.
You take Bill Clinton.
Yeah, right.
He can play saxophone. He brings that careless whisper? Come on.
You know, Town & Country, close but no cigar.
Oh, yeah. There it is, people.
I don't know.
Close but no cigar.
Well, the show's over, but just remember to go to morningsave.com to see today's deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.